Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building a future jungle rag cut titan inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is simple. Take a rag vocal phrase, chop it down, lock it into a tighter rhythmic pocket, and turn it into something that feels like a real part of the groove, not just a sample looping in the background. We want it to hit like an instrument. This kind of edit is perfect for intros, first drops, switch ups, and pre-drop tension. It can also work as a call and response layer inside the drop. That's where it gets exciting, because a good rag cut brings attitude, movement, and identity without stealing space from the drums or bass. So let's build it step by step. Start with a vocal phrase that already has character. You want strong syllables, hard starts, words like come, watch, ready, move, or anything with clear consonants and attitude. In jungle and drum and bass, short phrases usually work better than long lines, because we're not trying to feature a singer here. We're trying to create rhythmic material. Drop the vocal into an audio track in Ableton and trim it down to a usable phrase. 1 to 2 bars is usually enough. If the phrasing already has a little swing or a chant-like rhythm, that's a bonus. Rag vocals naturally carry movement, and when you tighten them, they can lock beautifully into the beat. What to listen for here is simple. Are the syllables clean enough to cut apart? And does the phrase have a natural accent that you can place against the snare? If the vocal is too smooth, too soft, or too washed out, it will be harder to make it feel percussive. In that case, pick a more pointed phrase. Don't force the wrong source into the right idea. Next, turn warp on and make sure the clip is sitting in time with your project. You do not need to overwork this. You just want the vocal to behave reliably so your chops repeat cleanly. If the source is already close, keep it simple. If it drifts, tighten it carefully. A good beginner rule is this. Move things in small amounts. Sometimes a 10 to 30 millisecond nudge is all it takes to make a chop sit better behind or ahead of the beat. You are not trying to make it robotic. You're trying to make the rhythm dependable. What to listen for now is the relationship to the snare. Does the vocal feel like it is pushing against the backbeat or dragging behind it? And when the loop repeats, does it stay locked or does it start to feel loose and unstable? Be careful not to overwarp. If the vocal starts sounding rubbery, you've probably gone too far. Keep some of that ragged energy. That's part of the vibe. Now we slice. You can split the audio directly in arrangement view, or if you want a more playable approach, you can move the chop into simpler or a drum rack and trigger it like an instrument. For this lesson, think in terms of syllables, consonants, and short tail fragments. Build the pattern from the phrase, not from random cuts. A strong future jungle edit usually has a few short one-shot syllables, maybe one repeated anchor word, and one longer fragment for contrast. The best cuts often land just before the snare, right on the snare, or just after it. That's the pocket. That's where the edit starts to feel alive. Why this works in DNB is because jungle drums move fast, and the backbeat is already doing a lot of work. When the vocal locks against that snare pattern, it stops beating a floating vocal and becomes part of the rhythm section. It feels intentional. A good beginner move is to build a simple 2-bar motif first. Maybe one pickup syllable before beat 2, then the main rag a hit on beat 3 or just after the snare, then a small answer phrase in bar 2. Keep it tight. Let the drums breathe. And here's an important coach note. Silence is part of the rhythm. If the loop feels crowded, remove a chop before you add effects. A lot of beginners keep adding more when what the groove really needs is space. Once the timing is working, clean it up. Add tiny fades to each slice so you don't get clicks or pops. Keep them short. You want the attack to stay sharp. If the chops are uneven in level, use clip gain or track volume first before reaching for heavy compression. A simple stock device chain can go a long way here. EQ8, saturator, utility, that's enough to start. Use EQ8 to high pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz so you clear out the low end. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's biting too hard against the snare, dip slightly around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Then use saturator with just enough drive to give the chop some chest and grit. Finally, use utility to keep the vocal mostly centered or narrow if it's sitting in the drop. What to listen for is whether the vocal still feels punchy without stepping on the kick, snare, or sub. You want presence, not clutter. Now let's add character. For a future jungle rag cut, the best effects usually feel rough, but controlled. One great route is EQ8 into saturator into auto filter. Use a bandpass or low-pass shape to create that rinsed out, radio-style feel. Automate the filter so it opens over a bar or two, then closes again. That movement can make the phrase feel alive without losing the groove. Another useful chain is echo into reverb into utility. Keep the delay short and the feedback modest. You're not trying to blur the next chop. You're using delay as a throw, usually at the end of a phrase. Same with reverb. Keep it short, dark, and controlled. Too much space and you'll smear the pocket. Here's the rule I want you to remember. If the effect makes the snare relationship better, keep it. If it only makes the vocal more interesting in solo, probably drop it. Now bring the cut into context with drums and bass. Don't judge it in isolation for too long. In drum and bass, the vocal only matters if it works against the break, the sub, and the rhythm. Play it with a drum loop, a sub or Reese line, and a hat pattern. Then check two things. Does the vocal leave room for the snare transient? And does it fight the bass note attack or the low-end movement? If it sounds exciting by itself but disappears in the full mix, it may need a bit more mid-range presence, maybe around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If it's fighting the drums, move the chop slightly or remove one slice. Again, keep it small. Small moves matter a lot here. What to listen for is whether the cut feels like part of the rhythm section. If it does, you're on the right track. If it sounds like it's sitting on top of the track, tighten the placement. At this point, decide how you want to work. You can keep it as arranged audio if the timing is already locked, which is usually the fastest win for beginners. Or you can move the slices into a drum rack or simpler workflow if you want to perform variations and build more options later. A really smart move is to duplicate the track and keep one version dry and timing focused, and another version with more grit or processing. That gives you arrangement choices later without rebuilding the whole thing from scratch. That's how you work fast and stay creative. Now think about arrangement. Don't let the vocal loop exactly the same way for too long. That's where things get flat. A good structure might be a few isolated fragments in the intro, then a main two bar motif in the first drop, then a reduced version with more space in the middle, and finally a changed version in the second drop. You could run the full motif for two bars, remove the answer phrase for the next two, bring it back with a filter opening, then add one extra chop to accent before the snare near the end. That kind of phrasing makes the vocal feel like it's evolving with the track. And here's a very practical trick. Leave one bar with the vocal dropped out before a transition. Then bring it back. That silence can make the return hit much harder than adding more layers ever will. Before you finish, do a mono check or narrow the vocal temporarily with utility. This is especially important if you've added wideness or effects. In a club system, you want the cut to stay strong and clear. If it disappears in mono, it's too dependent on stereo tricks. If the vocal feels too forward, pull it back a couple of dB. If it feels thin, don't just compress harder. Revisit the mid-range and the timing. A strong raga cut should feel gritty, readable, and stable. And a really important reminder here, know when to stop. If the chop is already cutting through, if the snare is clear, and if the bass still has room to move, don't keep tweaking just because you can. More edits are not always better. Sometimes the cleanest version is the hardest hitting one. So let's recap. We started by choosing a raga phrase with strong consonants and attitude. Then we warped it just enough to keep it dependable. We sliced it into short rhythmic pieces, placed the main hits around the snare, cleaned up the edges with fades and gain control, and used EQ, saturation, filter movement, and a touch of delay or reverb to give it grit without smearing the pocket. Then we checked it with drums and bass, narrowed the stereo field, and made sure it felt like part of the groove, not a decoration on top. That's the future Jungle Raga Cut Titan approach. Tight, selective, and full of rhythm. Now take the practice challenge. Build one two-bar raga cut using just one vocal phrase, no more than six slices, and only Ableton stock devices. Make one version tight and functional, then make a second version that's a little darker or more expressive. Keep asking yourself the same question. Does this improve the snare relationship? If it does, you're building real drum and bass utility. If it only sounds cooler in solo, keep refining. Go make it rude, keep it tight, and let the groove do the talking.